The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Same ground, different sound. You're on Homo Ground. This is episode 182, and I'm your host, Shell Yeah.
On February 24th, our intern Shelley attended the media talks at Brick Arts. Brick is a presenter of free cultural programming in Brooklyn, and this particular discussion, titled Diversity in Public Radio and Podcasting, featured a panel of podcast hosts such as Mitra Kaboli of The Heart, Daisy Rosario of Latino USA, and Eric Eddings of For Colored Nerds. Today we are featuring submissions that we felt paired well with the larger discussion the LGBTQ community is having around the people of color movement, white privilege, and what it means to be a responsible promoter of the arts. So what was Brick like? I haven't been there yet.
So the panelists were positioned on the floor and you were standing from above looking down at them, which is great for seeing them talk, and it was really open space of sorts.
So tell me more about it, because it was a panel discussion, right? Like who was there? You know everybody?
Our friends from The Heart were there. There's people from StoryCorps there, Latino USA, which airs on NPR, Another Round was there, and For Colored Nerds was there, and I feel like it was a great representation of different kind of podcasts that focus on airing a voice to diversity in the radio world. We had Daisy from Latino USA brought up a point. She's a female producer, and she's been doing this for over 8 years, props, mad props. And she says when she goes into the studio, she'll wear her big hoop earrings, she'll wear her big necklace, they'll wear loud clothes, if you will. But what they're producing is a really professional product. And they wanted to advocate the fact that they may not look the part, but they can sure do the dance. And I thought that was a really cool element to have, where it's you're not seeing what they look like, but you're just hearing them and you're crafting this image in your head. It's like reading a book where you don't know what the characters necessarily look like besides what you're reading about. Doesn't matter what you look like, it's more about the message you're sending and to feel empowered to send that message and to realize there's other people out there that may think these same thoughts as you, and you won't be able to connect with these people unless you voice that. Having that conversation is important.
And it's a different kind of conversation, because you're not necessarily having a dialogue across the platform. But I think I like what you say about two people both being in a mutual safe space rather than what you often see as an interaction between an audience and performer, or even some sort of news outlet, where you're kind of brought into that world and you might be out of your comfort zone, and you internalize the information differently, because, you know, it's very different from being like your earbuds on the train on your way to work and you're like mentally preparing for your work day, or like laying in bed and like being in your own home and maybe listening to some heavy stuff or hearing something. I don't know, you get to kind of take in the information without anybody watching you.
Right, exactly. And there's not a rush to internalize it, understand it, and spit it back out as if it was a conversation. It's a very do-it-at-your-own-pace sort of entertainment, which I find is very practical for today's media. You know, we're always on the go. We're always trying to come up with the next new thing. Always try to be on top and be responsive to these questions that are asked of us. And sometimes it's nice to take these questions and give it the undivided attention of understanding what the question is, what the conversation is trying to spark, what solutions are to be made. It's an important practice in patience, if anything, where you want to learn and you may not have the time necessarily to answer the questions or internalize information, but listening to a podcast gives you that safe zone to take it as fast or as slow as you want, in whatever element you want, wherever element you want. That was the Culottes with their new single, Doors, a five-piece original rock and soul band hailing from Washington, D.C. The Culottes have a melting pot of different styles and talents. They create feelings never before heard or experienced. These creations embody sincerity, musicality, and originality. Check them out on their Facebook or at our page notes.
This is actually reminding me of a conversation that Lynn and I had recently. Some of our listeners might not know yet, but we moved over to another host, a hosting site for the podcast called Acast. And the reason for our move was really rooted in the mantra of Acast, which is storytelling. It's about storytelling. And Lynn and I see ourselves as storytellers. We just do it through the voice of the submissions that come through the podcast. So what did you hear anything come up in the panel discussion about content and responsibilities of podcasters?
Absolutely. So towards the end of the panel, they asked the panelists, you know, what are some words of advice for up and coming podcasters, for people in this sort of realm of media? What are some words of wisdom you can bestow upon our fragile ears? And one of the quotes I heard that has been just racking in my brain the past few days, it's been a great, great, you know, phrase of sorts, is being a diverse content creator doesn't necessarily mean your mission is to solve for the industry's diversity issues. Mm-hmm. That's where we are. That's where people like us who are storytellers, through our submissions box, through music of other people and their raw form of art and expression, we aren't trying to change the way LGBTQNA musicians are viewed in mainstream music or music in general. We are just trying to host a platform for them to be able to express themselves and a way to fix the problem of underexposure. To work with it is to expose these artists who may not have been heard. Mm-hmm. You know, this is something that lives on for weeks and months and years.
In perpetuity, if you subscribe to the archives.
Right.
Exactly.
Got it all. So it's about being responsible in curating and showcasing this content. We have responsibility. We have the privilege of hosting a podcast where we can do that. Mm. And where they, like I said, may not get the exposure they would have wanted if they hadn't submitted it. You know what? They deserve to be on here, and everyone deserves to have their voice heard. 'Cause you read me, then you dropped me, then you said it to mine. I told you not to text, but you typing all the time. Selfish, confused, and afraid of the blues. Can't hear the news, and bring ones and twos. Get a fucking clue. This ain't new, like you do, like I do. Cling to. Welcome to the fucking zoo. Okay. Staring at the ceiling, oh what a feeling. White paint peeling, guess I should be kneeling. Got the trace of veins, got you insane. Got bleeding brains, got stolen chains. I'm paid for playing, running campaigns. For you, it's my damn aim. Here's how you fucking. Same ground, different sound. You're on Homo Ground. This is Shell Yeah, and that was Uncle Meg. Now, Uncle Meg is a West Virginian-born, Brooklyn-based rapper, best known for her videos and lyrics in the all-female hip-hop trio, Hand Job Academy. Uncle Meg's visual and lyrical talent have been featured in a bunch of different magazines, Instagram by such famous people like Taylor Swift, Good Morning America, and many more. You can watch Uncle Meg's videos on YouTube and listen to her music on SoundCloud. Or you can catch Uncle Meg and the whole crew on their web series, Do What You Want, Always. The song just featured was called For a Second off their EP titled Dangerfield. You can learn more about Uncle Meg in our page notes at homoground.com/episode182. And thanks for tuning in today. Up next, we got a bunch of great artists for you. More of a conversation between the other host, Jack Atcha, and myself. Same ground, different sound. That was another great conversation at this panel. Was if you're scared to talk about it, you probably should. If you want to get your voice heard, you probably should. These steps it takes to really go out there and...
Yeah, so was there anybody there in particular that really stood out to you, like, of the panelists?
There was a few, yeah. Daisy, like, Latino USA, she had a lot of confidence that it's just intoxicating of sorts, you know? You just want to drink her in, her words, her expressions, her just real empowerment. She started out working for Apple years and years ago, right when podcasts first started, and she was like, I'm going to start working for like StoryCorps and these other storytellers who want to have their voice heard. And that was starting from like such a time where podcasts were like, what is that? I've never heard of these things. And having just sheer faith in the media outlet of podcasts. Now, seeing how successful they are. For example, people are listening to radio programs. They're very structured, scheduled. You had to be at this place at this time to catch this show. Whereas now, podcast really catered to our needs, being on the go, wanting to listen to them at certain times that may not be conducive to our work schedules, to our location, to even our emotions, if we want to get that deep, which I believe is a valid point. So she really resonated with me on that.
Oh, so at this panel, you were following it on Twitter. They did like a hashtag thing so you could So what was that like in that space?
So it was interesting talking about media, engaging in live production of media. It was just a funny conundrum, but it was a really healthy practice in responsible media reporting. They use the hashtag DiversityPRP, which diversity in public radio and podcasting, and it was just a really neat experience to be a part of that, to have these certain thoughts put out there on Twitter. They're out there forever, you know, until someone deletes it if they want, but more so just to be logged into there so you can go back and look at these certain points. And that was really helpful when you have a panel of 8 people talking and they all have really great points, and your pen, your paper only move as fast, but having this availability to tweet is so helpful.
It's like hyper note taking.
Exactly. You know, you just are able to catch a snippet. I like that phrase. Just put it out there for your followers to see. It's like a mini sermon of sorts.
One of the tweets that you were showing me earlier, we tell great stories with people of color in them, not stories that are simply about people of color. So that quote came from
Nadia Raymond, who has worked with StoryCorps for over 8 years and now oversees a team that produces LGBTQ stories and stories from the military community, and who has also worked with Latino USA. And for us here at Homoground, I think that speaks to us and could teach us a lesson, too, in how we showcase bands, how it's not just about bands that are queer. It's about other elements of the spectrum and the allies too in the community who support queer musicians and LGBT musicians as well. Our curation of music isn't limited to like what people might consider queer music. We accept music from all different genres. A few episodes ago, we had music from Nova Scotia that featured clarinets and other wind instruments. We've had punk bands, we've had hip-hop bands, we've had electronic bands. You know, the realm of what we accept is limitless. Up next, we have Amet Ricky. As an artist, Amet Ricky's style captivates all audiences. Hailing from the fine lands of Durham, North Carolina, Amet Ricky continues to bring a style that is innovative and refreshing to modern hip-hop. As he is known to say, "I'm not a female MC. My gender does not define my abilities. I am a lyrical mastermind blessed with the mic."
I figure if I want to go get the text back or the phone call, I might as well put it into a song, right? I said, "Are you single, taking the lit and expansion upon the question? I'm never finding a mean, I'm never finding a chick who be loyal and down for me. My first was just a toss, I left lonely and crying for me. My next was just an ex, I proceeded with why. She had a soul to shiver cold by the steepest of thighs. In hindsight, I think my last was the first I fully committed. We in it based off of feelings. She don't want forever, she lit, but she a model. In the same building, same party, don't want no problems. Dancing on stage, staring at the bottom of a bottle. And is that Jack the only man you struggling to swallow? Just hit me up tomorrow, maybe when it's convenient. She fears getting attached with no thoughts of her ever leaving. And this is just another sad story of false commitment. A pretty girl that's damaged by what is or truly isn't," she said. Up on your shoulders and heaven up on your face. When you're getting down on your knees, are you singing Amazing Grace? Are you praying for God's forgiveness by misery from your face?
And I know,
hey, your forever just ceased to exist. It's got you careless and over aggressive, you power trip. It's got you acting like you never put dirty tears on my sweaters through memories of our happiness you fail to miss. And when you catch the feelings, do you drop the common sense? And it's my message, apologetic of politics. And I'm meaning no disrespect if I'm incorrect. I'm just another victim of the mindset, ignorant is bliss. Cause la-di-da-di, she likes to party. She wants the dirty and the naughty, and she don't want no sorry. She just want to blame it on the liquor, and don't call me in the morning.
And I ain't gotta cry for you, and I ain't gotta ride it out or even get high for you,
the dirty and the naughty. And she don't want him sorry. She just want to blame it on the liquor. And they'll call me in the morning. La-di-da-di.
Hey.
She likes to party. She wants the dirty and the naughty. And she don't want him sorry. She just want to
go, 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 go. And it's that Houston, Atlanta, Vegas type of home invasion. And I just text this girl I love, but she said, Rick, be patient. Cause see, she waiting on time and no waiting for me to make it. But when she do, will I be true or have moans on my playlist? And it's that sexy type of rhythm, that shit so addicted. My mama told me pills are poison, but I just don't listen. My papa told me quit the bitches, I said, bitch, stop tripping. Cause pills and pussy are the only things in life consistent. I miss my family, now my sister getting hooked on my life. I miss the better days, but liquor got me hooked on the nights. Right now I got a pretty girl that I could make a good wife. But see the hoes, they bring a thrill that feel way too good to fight. And these them late hours, lurk hours, fucking soaking shirt hours. Sending out the news and when they leak, pray it don't hurt hours. Forecast call for most showers. Swain just brought the bottle and I passed out on his floor. And then I wake up lost tomorrow life. Woo! Talks with my girlfriend's girlfriend and she won't forgive me. She said I believed and I met Ricky till I met Ricky. Damn. She said Rick overdosed and comatose and called that busy. Can't recognize the line that's crossed, what kind of monster is he or her? Man, this shit is a blur. That liquor got my stomach hurt. I popped me a perk. Dex passed the weed and then we smoked until we off this earth. But when I landed, I was stranded, man, that gotta hurt. My daddy told me if I turn into that nigga, just forget him. I have to say I haven't, not twice yet have I yet missed him. I won't say I don't love him, just the love that's felt from Christians. Amen. The last time that I prayed, the cops came, I was dirty, lifted. Damn, these them late hours, lurk hours, fucking soaking shirt hours. Sending out the news and when they leak, pray it don't hurt hours. Forecast call for most showers. Swank just brought the bottle and I passed out on this floor. And then I wake up lost tomorrow life. Where the fuck am I at? Oh shit.
Just trying to create the happiness that money came by with my mother's debit. I'm just trying to create the happiness that money came by with my mother's debit. And maybe when I'm well off, all my sins will be accepted. And maybe I'm not sinful, just a heart full of rejection. And if they ever question, yes, I'm better than expected. I expected my father to run to that store black fathers go to. And this right here, this ain't your daughter you less often spoke to. But this right here, this is your son, the only one that even in your dying moments would be scared to come humbly approach you. And I'm approaching 30 out in some hours. I'm standing on the stage and all the hoes throwing me flowers. I look out to the crowd and it's a sea of broken showers. The tears are slowly falling as they bow before a coward. Amen. Always measuring every triumph I'm peddling, pushing the pin, and the pin is the only home that's heaven sent. Haven't spoke of heaven since. Guess I'm partially God. It got God around my neck, so when I hang, I'll know where heaven is.
Mm-hmm.
wear by the hairs on my chinny chin chin. I'ma sip my ginny gin gin. I'ma pop a perk and I'ma zinny sin sin. Then wake up in the morning, I'ma do it again like God. Tell my mother I love her, but I'm addicted. This lifestyle that I'm living's the reason for her resentment. But if I trade the pussy, I'm pussy forever quitting. You are just what you eat when I speak, it's orgasmic listening. I joke, I kid. They step my back, I pull it out and come and slit they wrist. Cause this that motherfucker you don't want no problems with. And pop this pill, man, you know you don't want no problems, Rick. These humble threats from the comforts of hitting conscience. I'm confident I'm a monster. Releasing would leave me off, and then barking would leave me tossing. I'm tossing inside my coffin. My soul's outside the gates with a middle finger and porkins. How many skeletons you got buried inside your closet? How many times you air your dirty laundry, never wash it? And how you love your mother when you pimping all these bitches? And how you speak of heaven when your sinner soul's convicted? Amen.
Same ground, different sound. You're on Homo Ground. I'm your host, Shell Yeah. And that was artist Ament Ricky with the three tracks, BS With Love, Good Days, and In Deep. Along with his musical abilities, Ricky is known for being an advocate for the LGBT community and being an openly transgender rapper. As of now, he's been nominated for two awards, for Best Indie Female Hip Hop Artist in Atlanta, and a Young Artist Spotlight Award at the SCM Awards in Memphis, Tennessee. Ament Ricky's creativity leaves listeners wondering if he'll take the crown as the new Prince of Hip Hop. His hiatus album is to be released March 20th, 2016, but you can keep up with Ament Ricky on his SoundCloud, at his Twitter, on Instagram, at 2AMRICKY. Thanks for tuning in and listening to us on Homo Ground. If you want your band submitted or featured on the show, just go to homoground.com/submissions. And who knows, maybe you'll be the next rising star in this episode. Now, here's a continuing conversation between me and other host, Jack Atcha. Thanks for listening.
What did the panelists have to say about diversity, and from that, what do you see the role of a queer music podcast to be when we're having these types of conversations? Like, basically, in these new forms of media, people are being very intentional and about queerness and about sexuality, and you're delivering content to people. Did you hear anybody on the panel, like, give a definition of some kind about the role of a podcaster?
I think everybody touched on to it, a point of responsibility. Mm-hmm. Having these conversations, asking these questions that need to be answered, questions of how to, like, solve these problems, of how to celebrate this progress within the community. Mm-hmm. So, for a queer music podcast, they have something to say. We are a way for them to say it. You know, we are their newspaper of sorts, but through the radio. Up next, we have Schizo. Growing up in Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, Schizo was faced with many obstacles in her life, dealing with poverty, violence, and being different. She always turned to music and or writing to help her cope with her issues and the issues of the world. At the age of 9 years old, Schizo faced her fears and performed in front of her fourth grade class, and she has been in love with the craft ever since. She hopes to influence others with her unique sound and her drive to keep making music. She just wants others to live out their dreams just like she's trying to do. Her Disconnected EP is coming out mid-2016. But you can find her on her page notes at her website, whoisschizo.com, on her SoundCloud, Facebook, and Instagram at Who Is Schizo. Thanks for tuning in to Homo Ground.
Yo, 2016, you got something to look forward to? Please don't say these bitches, cause you know most of them ain't loyal. I'm singing, I've been a both ends, the side piece, the best friend, the girl that your girl got a question. I got a question, a comment, suggestion. Okay. Monogamy, you with the shit? Most of y'all be acting different, right? And I can't really tell the difference between one who real or one who ain't shit, and that's fucked up. Now my trust fucked. You got a good one, you lucked up. Got some who be acting all stuck up, but still in that DM like, what's up? You better watch those, better check that smartphone. Did you check under the bed in that closet when you got home? And you in love, but you not dumb. These allegations are not fun, especially since you've been true, and she been with you since day one. But we be in these situations when nobody wants to be hurt, so we be the ones to hurt first. And we don't feel as fucked up when we find out that's Fossa Gita. Does this sound familiar? If it don't, the truth will kill you, cause it cannot get no realer than that. And that's facts. What's love nowadays anyway? A complicated game people play to get what they want to manipulate. Yeah, emotions. And I'm hoping I wasn't you, but now I look back at it all. And everything said was true, and that's fucked up. And you fucked up. And we fucked up. Let's be fucked up. Together. Together. Nah, fuck that, I'm bugging. Gave you my heart and my loving. You had someone to put trust in, and you just left me with nothing. Excuse on top of excuses. Man, the fights were so ruthless. The truth is, I didn't want to let go, but I had to do it. And I ain't saying I'm perfect, but that I didn't deserve it. Felt obligated to make sure you good, so I stayed on purpose. Though I was lurking and searching, a defile playing, flirting. But how long could I play the fool, man? I just hope it was worth it. Thought no one could come between us. Really, how could you let her? My heartbreak wasn't in vain, because now I have found better. No regrets, just missing check, but fuck playing the blame game. You probably with the same blames, just doing the same things. But that's none of my business. That's none of my business, though. A weight was lifted off my shoulders, thought I'd let you know. What goes around comes back around, so I'ma let it ride. And you could block me 50 times, it won't change how you feel inside.
Start to change when you don't keep it real. Fuck how you feel, I'm just tryna cop a meal. What's love to you when the nigga not true? Keep that shit moving, I got better things to do. Fuck how you feel, I got better things to do. Better things to do.
Yeah. Okay, bitch, I'm sicker than your bitch ass nigga. Been fly since hoes was calling home jigga. I'm BK, fuck, he say, she say. I'm dope, so they all in my line like three way.
Hello.
Can you hear me now? They gon' fear me now because I'm clearly done. I come for any other nigga trying to come for me. Get so motherfuckers better run from me. Better act like you know what that thing gon' blow. And I'm gonna show how that got to go. Lyrically, I flow like one of the great ones, late ones, witnessing history in the make gun. You mad, I know. You mad, I know. But throwing shade at the kid won't help you grow. This bitch gon' gag every time I flow. This bitch gon' gag after I blow. I said, you mad, I know. You mad, I know. But throwing shade at the kid won't help you grow. This bitch gon' gag every time I flow. This bitch gon' gag after I blow. I go click, click, boom, like an onomatopoeia. Got sauce like a boss, getting bread like Peter. A lot of cheese, mama mia, getting drunk by the leader. While your girl put it on me like Vita.
Bitch, why you mad? My pussy pops the healing.
I ask a
couple people if they like the song on the radio, they said. Barely. So that's where I come in, rearrange and change the game. I went and changed my name for a reason. Had a hard life for a reason. Get a younger generation something to believe in. I've been different, so exquisite. If you like it, then come and get it. Heads up before, but now you with it. Give me you that roll, you mad, you feel it. Damn. You mad, I know. You mad, I know. But throwing shade at the kid won't help you grow. This bitch gon' gag every time I flow. This bitch gon' gag after I blow. I said, you mad, I know. You mad, I know. But throwing shade at the kid won't help you grow. This bitch gon' gag every time I flow. This bitch gon' gag after I blow. Okay, who's that peeking in my window? Blow, nobody now. Won't get a closer look to imitate my style. I beat him like a book and put it right back down. Knowledge. Key to success, I'm up next and too blessed to be stressed. I got balls like I was arrested, time I invested. Bitch, you guessed it. Woo! You was right. A lot of fuckboys in my sight. But that's another story for a different night. In the meantime, could you please pass the mic? Cause I'm a 90s babies mixed with 90s, 80s. Feel like I got rabies, make these rappers hate me. Bitches wanna date me, where have you been lately? I've been grinding daily, you mad, I know. You mad, I know. But throwing shade at the kid won't help you grow. This bitch gon' gag every time I flow. This bitch gon' gag after I blow. I said you mad, I know. You mad, I know. But throwing shade at the kid won't help you grow. This bitch gon' gag every time I flow. This bitch gon' gag after I blow. You ever love somebody so much to the point where it becomes toxic and you couldn't stop it? Oops, upside your head, I said. Oops, upside your head, I didn't mean it. Oops, upside your head, I said. Oops, upside your head. When I put my all in me while you were stalling, you'll find me crawling, never should have fallen. Now I'm going, oops, upside your head, I said. Oops, upside your head. Yo, I remember like yesterday, all the sweet things you used to say. But going out to eat and romantic getaways doesn't mean that they will stay. Each and every night, I would kiss and hold you tight, but I knew something wasn't right. I started to wonder more about your true colors. Everything wasn't black and white. Maybe you were the lies, the sex, the drugs, the pain. No matter what, I couldn't stop. Oh, refrain me from going. Oops, upside your head, I said. Oops, upside your head, I didn't mean it. Oops, upside your head, I said. Oops, upside your head. When I put my all in me while you were stalling, you'll find me crawling, never should have fallen. Now I'm going. Oops, upside your head, I said. Oops, upside your head. Truly, I mean truly. Even when I was fucking with,
damn, y'all feel that?
I guess she needed a charger. Burnt out from being a charmer. But guess what? Who's gonna save you now? Nothing could save you now. I guess life played you now. Not the episode of Where Are They Now? Nowhere. Let me not go there, cause I won't care. And it won't be quote unquote fair. Find it amazing how you could do any and everything for a person. And they still go out their way to make sure you hurt. And I'm certain it's over. All I wanted was closure, but fuck that. I'd rather have a peace of mind in a rover. I thought you were the one for me, but misery love company. And I'd be sitting comfortably each time that you would come for me. Told me you were miserable, suicidal, and cynical. But had no problem making me look like I was a criminal. Now it's subliminals and subtweets. Guessing you ain't love me. Start to judge me, but everything got ugly. But from now on, it's gonna be better days. Couldn't deal with the lies, manipulative ways. Safe to say retaliation from the shit you did. You always wanted me to write a song for you, but here it is, it's called Oops, upside your head, I said. Oops, upside your head, I didn't mean it. Oops, upside your head, I said. Oops, upside your head. When I put my all in me while you were stalling, you'll find me crawling, never should have fallen. Now I'm going, oops, upside your head, I said. Oops, upside your head.
Same ground, different sound. You're on Homo Ground. This is Shelia, and here's a continuation of my conversation with our other host, Jack Atcha.
you know, I can't help but think about, you know, responsible journalism. But mm-hmm. then there's a lot of pressure that comes from being a responsible journalist. Like, that's not an easy job.
To be a truth teller?
No, throwing up a mirror. Because that suggests that the people that are receiving the message are the people, purely the people that are contributing to the content.
Right.
When really that's not the truth. It's almost like we're angling the mirror out to the rest of the world.
Absolutely.
So that we can, you know, show them. And I feel like most podcasts operate under that kind of spell. It's like a drive to transmit information.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's like radio.
Highest tide, I'm not trying to listen. Look to the one who give you the syndrome. if music was a weapon.
Was a weapon, was a weapon, was a weapon.
Hey, this is for my haters. All the ones who want to push me down, say, send them an hour to see me round town. New Year, New Year, yeah. This one's for you. Man, now you know, respect me. Course about the lyric and me choice of society. Think you can run a majority by dissing me and cutting my beat with your misogyny and your hypocrisy. Think you know me, Chris? Man, I need your seal. Man, I need your fulfill. Man, I need your energy. But the minimum amount of humanity that you need is to respect me and leave me sister in peace. I say, man, I sis, man, I second with me tribal. Me see great turbulence caused by legal paper and a cause of my mission is ready to pop. To all the people who them first call rebel, rebel, rebel. Yeah. Human rights for we people, people. This ain't no legal fake and stick. Yourself, man. Last shot at me and you hurt your own hand. Beaches made up on many green sun. And when you're out to sea, eventually you have to find that. Judge me and you judge yourself, man. Last shot at me and you break your own hand. Beaches made up on many green sun. And when you're out to sea, eventually you have to find. Respect one another. Say, ooh, respect.
That was Ray of Sunshine here on Homo Ground. This is Shelia. That was our final artist we feature this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in. And a little bit about Ray of Sunshine. She is from Vancouver, British Columbia. And you can check out more of her soulful music at rayasunshine.com. That's R-E-Y-A sunshine.com. Here is the last conversation between me and our other host, Jack Atcha. Thanks so much. Stick around.
The responsibility is twofold.
Right.
You have to show up. The listeners are just as much a part of this, this solution to dialogue from two safe spaces. Like, I can listen to, and I have, like, I think that podcasting has really aided me because of the amount of information that's out there and, like, the variety of it. And because it is like radio and you don't know what that person looks like and all you hear is a voice other than accent, you can't really align yourself like or build any kind of allegiance with the person who's talking at you. Other than literally what they're saying. So the content is the thing that is bringing you closer to that person, and it's not the color of their skin or their hoop earrings, as Daisy mentioned. You know, you have so much more room to be open-hearted about a new voice that's coming into your life. And then suddenly the thing that's left behind is the message. And if it's a message you can relate to, then suddenly you're bonding with other human beings that are having conversations that maybe you knew were being had, but you didn't even know that you were invited to the table to have it.
And it definitely sets down the guard of making these assumptions. But through the realm of audio, through the realm of radio and podcasting, there is that safe zone where you're only inhibiting your sense of sight. You can't see the person, you're not sure what they look like, but you just hear the message.
Did they mention at all how diversity presents itself in radio and podcasting? Because it is a medium where it doesn't necessarily seem to matter. You can't see the podcaster. So how do you express diversity in the world of podcasting?
I think it's more so on the content, the message you receive from the content. And if the podcasters hosting are being mindful of that and are including that as much as they can in a respectable, and that element of diversity will be understood. It's definitely a challenge, you know, and that's something they talked about at the panel, which I found really interesting. I think, and therein lies our responsibility as podcasters, as a lot of other people's responsibility as podcasters, to provide that vehicle, and we use ours to showcase music, and I think it's an important conversation for our listeners to be aware of. There's other platforms out there that host people of color, of different gender, of different sexuality, and it's nice to be aware there's other people out there like you.
We're getting a background conversation, right? And so creating that backdrop to just kind of like invite our listeners to the understanding that we as human beings, like that live in New York and are interacting with other podcasters, these are conversations that we're having right now. Just like the musicians that we feature on the podcast, they come to us by way of submission. So that is their reflection of that wider community. And that's, I like the idea of a podcast as a vehicle for content.
And a big thank you to our listeners, our bands featured today, our other host, Jack Atcha, and the podcasters from the panel, Media Talks, Diversity in Public Radio and Podcasting. This is Shelia, and you're on Homo Ground.